Oh yeah, we live. We lit. Episode 41. Back at it.
41?
Yeah, 41. Life is amazing. What? How you been?
Yeah, I'm straight to type in. I'm gonna go about to go on vacation from work. About four, five days off.
Four, five days. You working on holidays?
Paid off.
Oh, paid off.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you do Thanksgiving? You already like celebrated, y'all.
Well, yeah, we don't really celebrate Thanksgiving, but we did cook though. We did like a seafood boil, I guess that's what you call it. Mm-hmm. Vegan seafood and regular seafood from my grandfather, because you know they eat whatever.
I mean, black people in general don't really celebrate Thanksgiving. It's just an excuse for everybody to meet up. It's cool.
Yeah, but it was chill. Like, I mean, I didn't do nothing. I think I oh, I know that I went to Seville.
Seville.
Yeah.
You did it though.
Huh?
You did it though.
I was, so I went with Deja and her friends, and it was fun. A few things happened, but you know,
something always happened with you, bro. you can't even have a moment.
But it ain't nothing. Ain't nothing happened to me though. It was just, it got a little wild at the end.
Niggas can't have a normal night.
I was like, y'all won. But Seville was, it was fun though, cause like I seen everybody, every time I go anywhere, like, cause I don't really go out like that. But when people see me, they be like, Eli, what's up, Eli? It feel like a family high school reunion.
Oh yeah, what was it yesterday? Oh, day before yesterday, Saturday.
What we did?
Pop up shop.
Yeah, we did a pop up. Dang. Day before yesterday. Mm-hmm. Did a power shop Saturday. And then I did one before that on Friday.
The night before Devin.
Yeah, with Devin. Shot at Rax. He got some nice hoodies. He sold out.
Support bad businesses.
Of course. Yeah, shout out to Terrell, came with me too, you know. We just sitting at the table.
He was the only two men there the whole time.
But that's how it usually is with me, though. For real.
Like, literally. We just out of place.
But that's why the girls, they be loving me, though. I ain't gonna lie. Especially at that first one.
Like, yeah, we need more men up here. I'm like, okay.
If I say no more. Then I'm actually doing one this Saturday. This is, like, very last minute. So.
Same spot?
Nah. Different place. I'm actually not prepared, but it is what it is. They buy whatever. We following the bag.
Yeah, because some people, they coming out to buy just to buy.
Oh, God.
Support. They don't even, like, really need some of the stuff. They be love. Like, what you selling? Okay, I'm going to get two. they ain't got a price or nothing. They just want one in the car.
Oh, God. Yeah, but I'll be all right, though, because I could really just finesse oils the whole night. You trying to smell good?
Yeah, you had the diffuser up there. Had the whole stuff. They're like, it smell good over here.
Yeah. I kind of miss doing events, though, like, real live, like, concerts and stuff, because that's where you really make $1,000 a night or something like that. But, you know, COVID just, it messed everything up for me.
You think it would be like a live show? Like a live podcast?
You think we could be?
You could be?
Yeah, I think so. Bro X or whatever.
Yeah, he came out of nowhere. I'm like, what? I didn't know what y'all was talking about. Y'all was talking, he was like, you think we do that? I was zoned out. I said, yeah. I didn't know what you talking about.
Cause me, I don't care. Now, starting out, I probably would have been like, nah.
Yeah, like two episodes in, but like, nah.
Yeah, I ain't doing nothing live. I
don't know what the fuck to do.
I don't even like going live now. Like, when I be going live, like, yeah. I'll have something prepared, and then I'll be like,
like, and every time I join this, I'll be like, I'm I let me leak. I know this nigga finna laugh. Like, I know this nigga finna laugh. I'm gonna fuck him up.
Then, it'd be like, just going live is weird. Especially like doing a show. And then, cause certain things might have to be edited too. Like, cause then you gotta watch what you say, especially in front of certain people and whatnot.
Gonna be people though. No, you can't just be. Cause after this, we need to edit all this shit out, whatever we say.
Yeah. But nowadays, like, I don't care. Like, y'all not gonna cancel me.
You should have been canceled. We can start with Grammys.
Better go to the Spotify.
We start with Grammys.
Tell them to take me off the.
Pull up the link I sent of the Grammys. Because apparently.
Let's see the link.
Because who do you think had technically like the biggest year this year? The biggest year? Not the biggest year, but like the biggest album this year, pretty much.
Biggest album? I say Lil Baby.
Yeah, and no, I think he was nominated. Something his song got nominated.
Lil Baby or Roddy Ricch.
I don't think his album was nominated. My Turn was nominated. And also, The Weeknd wasn't nominated for anything at all this whole year.
That's wild.
Yeah, he had the highest charting song this year for like the longest. Was Blind the Lights.
Yeah, I don't understand why they being petty towards him if he wanna perform at both. Because I'm like, what does the Super Bowl have to do with the Grammys?
Yeah. It said the game of choice between you do Grammys or Super Bowl. You chose Super Bowl, and then Grammy just like basically snubbed the nigga.
I don't understand. Like, what's the issue though? What, they gonna pay extra? They're not gonna pay him extra. Right. Rap.
Best rap performance.
Best rap performance.
What does that mean? Best rap performance. That's not just like.
I guess songs. A moment. If Nipsey win, they just doing it because he died. I'm just be honest. Jack Harlow might win that though.
Nah. Or the baby got that. No. They didn't give it to Megan Savage with Beyonce or Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke album should have been.
It wasn't nominated.
My Turn should have been. And really, to be honest with you, the biggest album of the year is Pop Smoke's album.
What he sold with that? I know he sold a lot with that too.
He's still in top 10. And look, but it's crazy because I did not see him doing that when he was alive.
Now, best melodic rap performance. What that means? Rockstar, DaBaby and Roddy Ricch, Laugh Not Cry Later. I know that's what you. All four.
Roddy Ricch.
Anderson Paak lockdown.
Oh, whoa.
What?
Yeah, we're going to, but he's not going to win.
The Box should win that. The Box is like, they were like, that might have been like big song of the year. The Box.
And you know why I say Drake is not going to get that?
Why?
It's because what he, I hate niggas who don't know how to use Facebook.
The way he went.
But, because you know, when they found out The Weeknd, when you know, Drake made a comment, he like did a whole paragraph on it. So, Drake definitely ain't winning no Grammy no time soon.
All right. Now, best rap song. The Bigger Picture, The Box, Laugh Not Cry Later, Rockstar, or Savage. What's your pick on that?
Say this again.
The Bigger Picture with Lil Baby.
Wait, what's the category?
Best rap song. Bigger Picture, The Box, Laugh Not Cry Later, Rockstar, or Savage.
The Bigger Picture.
Bigger Picture.
But that's it. They gotta give it to him. If they don't give it to him, then they just phony. That song probably got to win at some point. Because you know how they be with them songs. Because you know how Kendrick.
Yeah.
You know, Kendrick say one thing about black people. Grammy.
Yes.
What would he want? 13 Grammys in a night?
I think so. What was it? What year was that?
2015?
Yeah, 2015.
what, back-to-back years too?
Mm-hmm. Okay, this like the biggest best rap album. D-Smoke, Black Habits, Alfredo, Freddie Gibbs, J Electronica, The Written Testimony, Nas, King's Disease, and Royce the 5'9", The Allegory.
Before I say that, how you feel about that list? Before I say anything, how you feel about that list?
I don't like a hater, but this shit, it's not it. This ain't it. I don't like too much like a hater. I don't know who the fuck D-Smoke is. But actually, I listened to it, and it sound alright. It sound alright.
D-Smoke cool.
I ain't gonna say best rap album, but it sound pretty good.
I'm gonna say the same thing that Justice said on the Joe Budden podcast. D-Smoke, the nigga from Netflix.
I don't know who he is,
bro. That just the guy who won the you know that Chance the Rapper and Cardi B show with T.I. on Netflix. That's who D-Smoke is. He's the guy who won it. I mean, it's a good album, but I'm like,
yeah, it sounds pretty good.
D-Smoke,
I like the beats on there, production.
And I'm like, it took y'all what, 30 years to have a, like, this is real rap, but I'm like, it took what, 30 years? They should have did this.
Yeah, 30, yeah.
25 years ago.
I mean, they put like some underground on here, kind of, technically, but no, My Turn.
No, My Turn. No, Roddy Rich. No, Pop Smoke. Like, why is the Allegory on here?
That might be me being an Uzi stan, but they ain't put Eternal Take on here. It's like the biggest album.
Uzi probably never gonna get nominated for a Grammy. Nothing. Uzi and Youngboy, for a fact, they're not getting nominated for nothing ever.
That was a great album this year. They ain't put Benny on here. Benny the Butcher, Burn the Proof.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. Now, the only one I semi-agree with probably be J Electronica. But
quality, I agree with Alfredo. Because this is like a critically acclaimed album.
But this is, I think this is just because of the hype, though. Because that album was mixed. Yeah. It was mixed horribly.
Basically, the whole album.
Yeah, and where's Jay-Z name at?
I feel like the only ones that I kind of agree with is Alfredo and King's Disease. Other than that, AKA can find some. But what would you replace it with? The ones you don't agree with.
The ones that I don't agree with?
Yeah. What would you replace it with?
I replace D-Smoke with Pop Smoke. I would replace the Allegory with My Turn. I replace Nas with Roddy Rich.
Oh yeah, he not up here.
Then I would replace Jay with. Now we can keep those other two, cause that's
probably black as fuck.
Oh yeah, you. But you can, the other two, like those. I feel like you do need real rap, yeah, just to be in there. But they should at least put Lil Baby in there, mm-hmm, if anybody. I'm not, but Roddy's had a really, he had a silent year, but he's had a good year. I'm interested to see what he does.
Yeah, is he gonna like drop like 2021, or he gonna wait longer, make sure it's right?
I think he's dropping next month.
Bro,
easy
smoke. He smoke. Oh, and I got a question. Cause on here they put Jesus is King as a gospel album and it got nominated. Is that a gospel album?
No. Well,
I think it said what? Contemporary. It said something like that. What is it?
Here's what I say. I say Snoop album was more of a gospel album than,
yeah,
Kanye's album. Like, bro, Pusha was talking about selling crack on the album.
Hold on, where is that?
Like, what?
Best Contemporary Christian Music Album. He got nominated. Jesus King got nominated on there.
This is hip hop.
It's gospel. That's the gospel section.
I don't even think they're gonna announce that section.
I don't think so either. But like, if you win, you win.
But Kanye. But I'm over Kanye because I don't even think Kanye is. I don't think his mind is at music. I think everything is just a hype moment for him.
And for other things, like record of year, I kind of don't know a lot of these people. I don't know who Black Pumas is. I don't know who Dua Lipa is.
Who's in the album of the year category that we know? Album of the year.
They got Janeiro, Chilombo, Black Pumas. I don't know what that is. Coldplay, Jacob Collier. Haim, I don't know what that is. Dua Lipa, and Taylor Swift.
I got Taylor Swift winning that. Sweep it through.
I don't even know.
You know, matter of fact, if we want to be real, if it's anybody who should be winning any award shows, it should be BTS.
They got fucking army. Go on, what's it called? Go on K-pop Twitter. Say anything disrespectful.
You know what's crazy? The reason how I know that is because my sister's one of them people. She's like a crazy BTS fan.
They be like staying up all night streaming. They have like putting this in the spot of a playlist and just have it repeat over and over and over just streaming.
Matter of fact, BTS is number one right now. They're on their fifth number one album. Every time I look on the charts, I see BTS.
The Boss got nominated for Song of the Year. It ain't gonna win though, cause it got this dude with Black Parade, Cardigan, Taylor Swift, Circles, what's that? Post Malone thing.
I think at least
Billie Eilish.
I think at least he's gonna Roddy's gonna at least win one.
The Boss gotta be Song of the Year.
Yeah.
It gotta be.
Roddy gotta at least win one. Lil Baby, I'm very skeptical. I don't think they really care too much for LaBaby.
Theon got nominated twice, but once.
And Meg is probably just going to get a nomination just because she got shot.
To be honest, I don't know what you can do to shit like that.
Let's be real.
It's a little bit of truth to that, but damn.
Don't nobody care about Meg's song.
Yeah, and all the songs.
Until she got shot.
All the ones that got nominated up here is the ones with Beyonce in it.
Exactly.
They got the remix nominated. They don't got the regular song.
Yeah, but that's a whole nother topic. Forget Meg though. I'm a strong Meg.
Say fuck Meg.
Yeah.
You said fuck Meg. You sick.
Team Tory.
You sick. You sick.
They probably gonna try to cancel me later. Especially, yo, so actually, I'm gonna need.
Yeah, I'm gonna clip this. I'm gonna edit all this. I'm gonna clip this part, and we gonna see you saying fuck Meg. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
All I'm gonna say is, we got the best lawyers.
Pick your words wisely.
We got the best lawyers out here. We be 22 years, no tears. 22 years, no tears.
22 years, no tears. Boy, I'm crying like a motherfucker. Think about it.
But that whole situation is very messy. You just got the best friend dropping a diss song. You heard it.
Yeah, I think I heard.
I feel like they're making it harder than what it is.
That's her debut. A different. I wonder what she got next. Summer Walker, her album didn't get nominated for R&B. Hold on, let me check R&B.
I'm not a fan of Summer Walker.
Me neither, but like, that still was the album that everybody loved for R&B. That's a lot of names I don't know. I don't really listen to much R&B, like new age R&B.
Yeah.
But she ain't got nothing. It's a lot of names I don't know. Yeah, Stunnercat got nominated. Giveon, John Legend. know. The Grammys is, they just be putting shit up here. I think it's all political now, like with the Grammys.
It is, and it's a board, but it's probably the people on the board is probably like weirdos.
It's old white men.
Yeah. And plus, they don't care. And then, regardless, no matter who, nobody's ever gonna be satisfied.
Never. I mean, also, like, I think they should have more than just five spots for best albums.
Yeah, and that's what I didn't understand, because you know they different years they'll have like six albums, like they be picking and choosing what they put up.
Like, so to me, they got to pick five albums picked from out of like all 20 that dropped this year, probably more than that. If I can't pick five albums right now, I think it's the best.
But I guess they trying to I guess they just trying to be a little more with the rap. They just trying to be back to the roots or whatever. But it's y'all 30 years too late. Nobody want to hear J Electronica rapping about the Nation of Islam.
Oh, turn that little baby on. Lil Yachty dropped Deluxe, Lil Bo 3.5. I know you ain't heard it.
Nope.
I ain't heard it. I heard the song he did with Future and Cardi. Playboy Cardi. And, like, it seemed like the whole promotion of his Deluxe was just having Playboy Cardi on the album. Because Playboy Cardi doing, I guess he dropping soon. We heard it like five times this year.
Yeah.
He been posting this videos on Instagram.
He said it's coming though.
He said this shit last year.
I'm not anticipating it though. When it dropped. Shoot, it's not Uzi.
Because one of them seemed like he been teasing like too much.
Yeah.
Like he was like, it's coming. And he got a whole cult fan base. Because it seemed like his best music isn't the ones on his albums, it's the best music, the ones that's not even released yet. The ones that's on YouTube randomly. With Japanese writing.
But it ain't it. Shout out to Playboy Cardi. I didn't like that song he dropped earlier this year either.
Just me, whatever.
Yeah, man. Like, I don't think about trash. I didn't like that Drake song either.
Go bang. He fucked it up. Cause he had another version first when he wasn't talking like that. And that sounded better before release. When he released, he just...
But I've been hearing some new Drake, and it sounds... I ain't gonna lie, it sounds amazing.
Oh, that Lil Wayne, No Sinners 3? What, have you heard it besides...
No.
Besides the Drake song?
No.
Tiana says it's nice, but Tiana fucking Wayne stan, bro. So... I can't listen to Wayne. That sounds disrespectful, but I can listen to Wayne.
Like, Wayne's bars, like, all it is... It's like, dad Wayne jokes. Says, I got the carrot, no rabbit. Like, that's all it is. Like, the every album. I don't be trying to hear it.
I know what you mean. Like, you be putting random metaphors and shit together.
Yeah, at some point, it's like, bro, this y'all favorite rapper? This y'all GOAT? This the greatest? This y'all king? This y'all look up to?
Don't disrespect Wayne. Don't know how you weren't playing Wayne when you was little.
I actually wasn't.
I wasn't either. I was just assuming people do.
Greatest rapper alive. Yeah, alright.
The Baby. You heard his EP?
Yeah.
Look,
it was straight.
My Brother's Keeper. It sold 20K. I ain't know he even dropped. Because he had like no promotion with this shit.
Yeah, because he said it was just for his bro. Who, like, killed himself or whatever.
But that kind of reminded me of, like his intro to Kirk. Like, if you'd kept the album, like, kind of like that.
You right.
Because the intro to Kirk was hard. And then this was hard, too, when it had, like, something to talk about.
Matter of fact, if this album, the songs on here were on Kirk, his album probably would have got better reviews.
Yeah, way better reviews. I mean, he streamed a lot because he had big songs on there, but...
Of course. But I liked it. I like I've been playing it recently, as well as like Meek Mill new EP. Pain Away.
I ain't playing play his. I don't know. I can listen to Meek Mill. Fucking niggas always screaming at me.
I think Meek Mill has a problem though, like with trying to be a conscious guy and then back on the streets in Philly, like
Meek Mandela.
Here comes his mic.
Wi-Fi? I ain't got shit in it.
Oh yeah, we got Wi-Fi.
What's up?
I don't know what it is off the top of my head, bro.
Which one is it? Ain't
it's neither now.
Bro. Damn, fuck it.
It's supposed to be just back here. But yeah.
It's a dead zone.
Shout out to all my rapper friends. Real rapper friends, not locals.
We ain't got that many locals. I feel like the local music scene is like, well, I don't know. I'm not even tapped into the local music scene, to be honest.
I'm not either.
I'm serious. Like, a lot of artists that are good.
They've been getting into it on Facebook recently, though. About support.
Yeah, right. We don't get no support. They just get damn near suicidal.
I've been seeing that, like, every day. Every time I go on Facebook, I see a new paragraph. I don't be trying to even look at it. Or people in their businesses. Like, I mean,
yeah.
Life ain't easy.
And they feel like they got to go to another city first and do all that.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same everywhere you go. People getting killed at another club besides the plaque everywhere they go.
That's not right. But,
yeah. I don't want to talk about that. I don't know why niggas go there, bro.
That's a dumb
trap. Go there? Then they had the fucking none of the performance like the day after.
Yeah. But I mean, that was expected though. I expected them to have another event. It's the plaque.
The day after though, like, it's still a fucking crime scene out there.
I know these kids gotta chill.
Like, they still got a chalk out though.
They be wildin' out here in Pensacola. Florida's just wild in general.
It's like that everywhere, bro. You can't go to Atlanta and be like, oh, they gonna support me.
Yeah.
Nigga, they still ain't finna buy your shit. They still ain't finna listen to your music.
Oh, God.
They might think you trash just for coming out, though.
You ain't lying. And then that's the thing. It's like, I feel like with Florida, like, it's already hard enough for black people as it is to stick together. But Florida, in Pensacola, the vibe is, if you mess with them, I don't mess with you. And that's what it is with everybody. Okay, everybody got their little cliques or whatever. And what? People be beefing?
From down the street.
Exactly. Or what? They be thinking they too good to do a song with the next guy. But I ain't gonna lie, if I was a rapper, I wouldn't do a song with none of y'all.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either.
One artist that I like really support hard is Blade.
Cause he got the OVO sound.
That's not hard. That, but Blade be moving. But Blade been since the last interview, Blade been taking trips. Blade out there in LA now. Working on about 3 albums. He finna drop. Out here Lincoln with Ty Dolla $ign, Ryder and stuff. I miss with Blade. Cool. He been moving though.
Shout out Blade.
He the only one who I like really be seeing moving out here though. And like not like getting caught up in madness. Or even like that Facebook drama.
I feel like he don't even like mess with like rappers in general or like Pensacola in general.
He don't.
I mean, I don't blame him, to be honest.
He also older though.
Huh?
He also older.
How old are you?
Like 23.
Oh. Shit. These niggas down here 30 years old still rapping.
Yeah.
Late 30s. Tomorrow I'm gonna make it. No, bro. Go start a family.
I ain't gonna lie.
Go start a family.
I say around 28 is when you should just probably let it go.
I mean, you said it sounded like 28. he ain't really blow up too much. He turned like 27, 26. 2 Chainz. He was like, what, 30-something when he like rebranded himself, became 2 Chainz?
Titty Boy.
Yeah, that you won't go nowhere with that. Not with a name like Titty Boy.
At least he was selling weed, though.
At least he was what?
At least he was selling weed.
No. You can't be no rapper and still sell weed. Free ride. Like, once you have, like, a notoriety or, like, a little bit of fame, you gotta go. You gotta stop. Stop all the legal stuff.
Free Rollo.
Once you get a little bit, even if you're still local, you got a little bit of fame, like, just stop being illegal, bro. Because niggas can snitch on you easily. Easily they can snitch on you.
Man.
And Eli, I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Yo, I thought you would.
Man. I'll be chilling. Free Rollo. That's all I'm going to say. He come home soon.
It's also, once you get a little famous, you don't got to post up in the hood no more. You don't gain nothing from that. Just let niggas know you out here.
I really don't see how people be traveling 30, 40 deep everywhere they go, flying, like taking planes.
Yeah, they can't pay for all that. They money gonna go down quick.
Yeah. Well, I can see you boy bring 5 people with you or whatever, but they be having the whole hood with them everywhere.
And Vaughn did that, and they still ran off on him. He got shot, they all scattered.
Yeah.
He had 30 niggas, and they all ran.
Now that's crazy. That's crazy. Speaking of Vine, Quando been wilding lately.
Oh.
Where you want to start?
I don't have all the information, but I know he canceled the show. He put a video to the promoter canceled it, or the police made the promoter cancel it or something. But it had the wrong date on it. Like, he had 2018 on it. But you got all information now. You gotta go ahead.
First we'll start with the I'm ready to die or leave my daughter, whatever. Like,
that's stupid.
Dude, crazy.
Ready to leave my family, ready to leave my daughter. Like, bro. What do you mean?
And then what? Now you riding around your city with what, 15 guys on Instagram Live just saying pull up. And then now, today, it was yesterday, posted a video talking about he in Chirac with an AK-47 and a pistol, talking about pull up.
That's stupid. Well, actually, that's stupid for anybody to do something to him after he does that.
I do believe he's going to get killed. Like, really, he's playing. Like,
I think he is, but not yet.
He's going, like...
I think he had to die down first, then he's going to get killed.
Yeah.
Because, like, when the money gone and the 15 niggas gone, that's when it's going to kill. When he can't afford to walk around 15 people, that's when he's going to get gone.
And that's crazy.
Yeah, the bulletproof vest on.
Yeah, I'm not the vest. And then you showing it.
Nigga, dude, he's with a headshot.
Exactly.
You ain't got no aim for that. That's why I got them big ass clips because I can't aim. It be spraying.
I always wonder why.
It be spraying.
Like, wait, you got 15 bullets. You ain't hit one?
I missed the whole one shot.
But I ain't gonna lie, it was kind of hard, but, you know, after about 4 times, I hit the somewhere.
Yeah, I hit somewhere. That's all that matters. You hit something, you end up hitting the wrong fucking person. I'm playing for shots.
I do think somebody need to console him.
Somebody gotta step in and be like, bro, chill.
Even like his people.
That's how people be gassed when they be gassed up. You can't tell them nothing.
But he's been like, over the years, I've seen like, that's a high person. He's high all the time. Mm-hmm.
I remember when he fought at an elite shopper. he instantly went on live and was like, I just hit your nigga in the head with a Henny bottle. He said something like that. He said, check your homeboy head.
If I ever run into these people, I'm calling the police.
Like, he not safe.
At all. It's dangerous.
He putting everything that he do out there.
all that to be 4-4. I'm taller than Quando Rondo. That's ridiculous.
No, you're not.
He 4'4".
4'4"? That's like right here, bro.
You ain't never seen him in pictures?
No, that's like right here.
Quando short.
Bro. I'm a little bit tight. You probably should just try and get some.
That's what
make you feel better.
That's what Axe said. 4'4". I don't know if it's true, but I guarantee I'm taller than him though.
He 5'8", bro.
5'8".
He 5'8".
Nah, no way. No way.
That nigga damn near my height.
No way.
I mean, I seen pictures too, he kinda short, but like Google say he 5'8".
Google gotta be tripping. But Quando's crazy. He needs help. But you know, I mean, if you wanna be his cause of his own downfall, I support it 100%. You're different.
And moving to something a little more positive. Dave Chappelle. They removed Chappelle's Show from Netflix because he requested it. Because he said it made him feel bad. Because Comedy Central, they own it. And they still not paying him for anything that has to do with Chappelle's Show.
Yeah.
And they still got on HBO, I think, or HBO Max. I think that's when they got it on. They still got on there. He didn't even know it was up there until somebody told him, like, he put Chappelle's Show on Netflix. He didn't know nothing about it. And then he was like, made me feel bad. Then Netflix just removed it.
Did you watch the special? 18-minute special?
I think I seen most of it.
I enjoyed it. But you know what I did notice? His last few specials and stuff, they haven't been, like, comical.
Yeah.
They've been real serious.
You've been laughing, of course, but, like,
yeah,
he was, like, real serious. Because he's just so skilled with that shit. Like, he's like, he'll drop a message and, like, a little joke at the end, and you'll just be laughing. Mm-hmm. But
I support it.
But as I love Chappelle's Show, I'm just stop like watching it or whatever, because he ain't paid for the shit, so I ain't finna like support it.
Yeah. I'm not paying for HBO anyway.
Yeah, I think my sister do. I'm telling not to watch Chappelle's Show.
Plus, even like with certain shows like that, even if they get put on Netflix, I'm not watching it again. Regardless.
I was watching that shit. I was going to sleep to that shit. I had that shit on every night. I love that shit. But I can't do it no more.
Shout out to Dave. Is Dave your favorite comedian?
Might be one of them. I think so. He might be my favorite. Definitely top three. Top five. I ain't gonna
lie. Who's your top five?
Dave. Bernie. I got Cat Up Dead for my favorites too. Eddie. And you gotta put Richard Pryor. It's all these niggas' father.
Yeah. I got Dave. Eddie Griffin.
Oh shit, I forgot my name.
Got Cat. I don't really mess with nobody. Kevin's not funny to me.
Yeah, I just want to ask that. I just going to that segment. Is Kevin Hart funny?
No.
No?
He's goofy.
He's a funny guy, but like, I don't think his subject matter ain't really funny no more.
He's a great actor. That's what I'll say.
Because all his roles seem like the same to me. Yeah. It's like The Rock. Every time The Rock plays a movie, he's playing The Rock. He's not playing he's playing The Rock. Kevin Hart playing Kevin Hart. Have you seen he's a big goofy screaming and shit?
Where you think he... I think it was just when people ain't know his story. But now it's like, what else do you have to offer? Because what you... We learned about your whole family in what, two specials?
I think first I'm talking about his family and laughing at my parents.
Yeah. Then after that, what is... Your friends turn your back on you and you cheating on your wife. And then it's like, you not even explaining it then. Mm. Like, it's not funny. I ain't even watched his special yet, but
Yeah, I've been heard. Well, I mean, heard it wasn't it. I think black people just don't fuck with Kevin Hart anymore. Anyway.
I heard it.
Pretty much. Black people don't fuck with Kevin Hart anymore.
I heard it wasn't funny at all.
I mean, all my shit. That's better.
But I don't think he's funny at all.
Me, I ain't gonna say he's not funny. He's funny, but like I ain't laughed on his comedy specials in a long time.
I don't laugh when Kevin Hart comes on TV. I don't laugh. It's not funny. Like he's a joke. It's like
I think he's too repetitive now. In my opinion, he's too repetitive because like I know when he on screen, he finna scream and shit. He finna make his eyes wide. Nah.
Yeah. Now I'll be trying to hear that.
But he the most successful.
Yeah, and I give him that. He's definitely the most successful. But like Kat said, or even Mike, because matter of fact, Kevin beefs with a lot of comedians.
Mm-hmm. I think Mike helps and Kat Williams. I think because he beefed with Kat Williams because Kat said something about Tiffany Haddish and he came to Tiffany Haddish defense because he's not funny either. That's one where I don't laugh at all.
Who is she?
Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, she not. And with Tiffany, I feel like she's a joke. Everything's like, her joke is the act. She's like acting ratchet.
Yeah, the ghetto black girl.
Yeah.
Every time, never moves, that's what she is. It's like the ghetto black girl.
And then what? Didn't she try to have a stand up and they booed her?
But everybody get booed at least once, but yeah, they booed her. I mean, everybody get booed. You get a bad set.
They need to bring Kat back.
Bring it back.
And Eddie. Man, I want to see another Eddie special.
He can't do that. I don't think he'll ever do it again. He too big now. He like a superstar. He like doing movies and shit. I think movies is the main thing now.
Even if that's he did, I think they would probably censor him. Because his jokes probably wouldn't even... They'd probably be disrespectful. Especially to the gay community. But did you hear about, I guess on Clubhouse, you know, everybody on Clubhouse, all the celebrities on Clubhouse right now. So they had a chat room about whether or not Kevin Hart was funny or not. And Kevin joined the chat room. And they told him to his face.
He's always doing that, though. I can come in, explain himself, posting Instagram videos. Defending himself like he did. What was that? Was that the Grammys or was it the Oscars?
The Grammys.
Wait, it was the Grammys? I think it was Oscars. When he did some bad tweets like from years ago. The Oscars, they wanted him to either apologize or step down. And he apologized and stepped down.
Which I didn't get that.
Said he wanted the Academy to control him. But them old tweets, I think everybody going...
And it was a joke.
Old tweets.
From what he was saying.
He's a comedian.
Yeah.
Like, why are you taking it? Well, I shouldn't say why taking a comedian serious, but why you take a comedian's jokes too seriously? Like, he's paid a joke.
It's hilarious to me. He's funny. Kevin is just like, Kevin's the joke. It's not funny. The comedy specials, I don't care. You get 20 million, 30 million, it's not funny. It's just not funny. Like, we liked him when you were broke.
Yeah. He jokes for the niggas.
He's successful, extremely successful, making millions. So, see, he sold out a football stadium.
Yeah. But it's probably like, Kevin, he's probably not even writing his jokes no more. It's probably writers. Because it ain't funny.
He has a writing team.
It ain't him. I think
they doing a different, like they know that he's like big now. He's like a family, a household name. And they got to write jokes for them. You can't write the jokes for this just for niggas specifically.
Tell them be extreme. Dave is still extreme. Like, do something. Then you out here like apologize. Like him, I think it's where also him. It's also the way he carries himself when he gets like negative feedback, because he always like
very defensive.
Yeah. Like what he came at? He came at the Tyreek. You probably don't know who Tyreek Nasheed is, but. Tyreek said that this new special ain't it, and Kevin went on a whole rant on Twitter about why Tyreek opinion should not matter, and then he's in the wrong because you're supposed to be uplifting the black community and whatnot. I'm like, Kevin, like, everybody's entitled to their opinion.
I just don't like whenever he defends himself, he brings up how successful he is and like how much money he brought in or something like that.
Yeah,
like that just doesn't matter too much anymore. Like, you were probably a billion, but like, you got enough money, you shouldn't worry about that too much anymore. We know you're successful.
It's okay, you're rich, you're just not funny. I don't care how much money you got, it's not funny.
Some actual funny shit is Nate Robinson got his ass knocked out last night.
Man, shout out to Nate.
I don't know what I expected. I expected like he athletic, he, you know, trained a little bit. He's able to win. But nope. Knocked out by Jake Paul.
I just think Nate didn't take it serious.
Jake Paul.
Jake was probably in the gym every day.
He got some ring experience.
Yeah. But Nate just, come on, Nate.
He let us down.
Come on, Nate.
He let us down. The whites up one.
Bro, I knew it was over when he slipped. When he slipped, all right, bro.
Because he rushes in without guarding himself. He just...
Yeah, like, when I seen this, I was like, he ain't prepared.
That's like a hood stance. Nigga, this like, look. Nigga, that's a hood stance. Nigga, he about to pull his pants up.
And then the way he kept being open, I'm like, bro. All that training in them promotional videos to get knocked down.
And apparently they only got paid $600 for it.
I don't believe that.
But, because they got paid $600 because they getting a percentage of the pay-per-view. So they probably get way more than $600. Because everybody bought that fight.
I think $600K. I don't think they got $600.
But they getting a percentage of the pay-per-view.
You right.
You have to go to the other fighters. They ain't get percentages like that. The other fighters, they like, what, $12K, $15K, $20K, $30K. And they got $600.
I wish I had a lot of money.
But to be honest, I'd rather have that percentage than the $50K.
Of course.
Because you finna get way more back. Everybody bought that fight last night. They was having fight parties.
Of course. And then, what? You getting a percentage off the pay-per-view? And then, like, just him being in the ring with Jake. Because, you know, them white boys, Jake and his brother.
Logan.
They got money. They make money. So, Nate probably taking home a cool million.
Easily.
Just being in the ring.
If you're getting a percentage, easily.
You saw, how you felt about Mike Tyson versus Roy?
I didn't watch it. I was at work.
Oh, you was at work?
Yeah. What time it was?
Like 10.
10, yeah. I was at work still a little bit.
Oh, dang. You should have came, because I would have, you could have came with me. We was at a little party.
Wait, no. What was that? Last night?
That was Saturday.
Saturday? No, I wasn't at work. What was I doing?
It was on Facebook.
I don't know. I was washing my hair at first, and I did some other shit. Yeah, I ain't watch it, but I still ain't seen, like, no highlights and nothing from it. Like, I ain't seen shit from it yet. No footage and nothing from it.
I see if I can. You should have came with me.
I ain't seen nothing.
I went to, like, that lot of reunion.
Oh, yeah, I was washing my hair, because, like, I was procrastinating. I ain't dry my hair till like, 10 o'clock.
But it got dragged out, though. Sure. The fight got the show got dragged out because nobody expected Nate to get knocked out. They had Snoop performing. Saint, they had Saint John perform, which is very awkward. They had who else? They had YG perform too, which was weird. But I like Snoop performance.
But I like him commentating.
He's going in. But what I will say, since I seen the fight, I give Roy his props for hanging in there. But Roy, see, what Roy was trying to do in this fight was trying to tire Mike. Because every time Mike would get on, in him, he would hold him.
That's the kind of fighter Roy is. Because Tyson, like he goes for the knockout. Like, that's what he did. He'd go for the knockout.
But Tyson was hitting him hard.
But in this fight, they wasn't allowed to knock him out.
Yeah.
Like, the fight was going to be stopped after, like, one cut. Him when they faced, the fight was going to stop.
He was hitting him hard. Like,
that's Tyson.
I know why his, because it looked like his ribs were a little broke. Because after the fight, he was holding his rib cage. Like, during the whole interview, he was holding himself. I know you're hurt. Because Mike was getting him good, too. I was like, I know this.
Yeah, I ain't seen it. It came as a draw. This was a draw.
That wasn't a draw. Mike won that. Just like pure boxing alone, Mike won that.
But I feel like if they have another fight, that's probably why they did a draw.
Probably.
Probably not him and Roy again, but
yeah,
but Mike finna fight somebody again. He might finna fight somebody.
He's
too hype.
They asked Roy. What's he? He said, "I'm not sure." Yeah, bro.
Mike finna fight somebody because he hype again now.
Yeah, Mike look good though. Mike was fast too, like dodging all punches and all. But one thing I didn't like though was how Roy, because you know how Roy was sitting there putting his hands down. I'm like, you can do that when you're young, but I'm like, y'all too old.
We were like a fucking showboat. That was funny.
I was like, alright, bro. You won.
And when they did the stare down, I was like, these niggas look old. Yeah. Like, these niggas look old. They like my fucking uncles, bro. I mean, they probably knocked me the fuck out, but they look old.
But I said, it looked like Mike ain't never stopped training.
He did. Like, he was like 100 pounds overweight last year. I saw his, he had gut and all. But he worked it off.
Yeah. I enjoyed it though. But Mike won, like, just pure boxing alone, Mike won.
But everybody expected Mike to win. They expected Mike to kill, to be honest.
Yeah.
But Rory never stopped.
He was getting
fighting.
There though.
Rory never stopped fighting though.
Mike was getting there. It was a few times. Matter of fact, every time they went to their corners, Mike would throw a punch right after the bell. I swear. Dirty. Every time he would throw a punch.
He was trying.
And he was fast too. I was like, yeah, alright.
I will not ever fight that man. Never. Oh, what we got left? Oh, how we get over that Young Thug? You got a clip? Put a clip up. That man said some wild shit. I understand, though.
Yeah, Young Thug is definitely...
He's wild. I feel like it's something personal, though.
Gotta be.
He not just saying that he don't know 200,000 songs.
But the reason why I don't get it is because Andre has said multiple times that he's a fan of Young Thug. So it's not like... Alright, here we go. Why this low? It's an ad. Probably gonna play.
Target.
Turn it right down. They don't sponsor us. Not sponsored by Target.
203,000 songs. I ain't never paid attention to him. I can't rap you 203,000 songs. I ain't never paid attention to him. Never in my life.
You I crazy. Paid. You missing out.
Right.
You missing out.
That's y'all need to work together.
That's what you, hey, look.
That'd be crazy.
We most definitely.
Yo, next move. Just like you went to work with Elton John.
But Elton John was like, more like Elton John. The difference from Elton John and Andre is Elton John. Like, simplified. Elton John like to kiss ass. Andre like get ass here. Elton John like, hey, wow. I love you. I remember what you, your first song. I remember Gucci first song. When is Guap getting out? Like, okay, he just more of like a fan type of to the point where it's like, I'm like, let's do music. He like, nigga, bet.
Yeah, I. Yeah, he went on to say, then when you try to call Andre, you got to go through a secretary and some other people just to get to him. But that's because Andre don't do music.
Yeah, he don't. Like, Andre, he out there just walking around the streets playing the flute.
Oh, God. Andre don't give a
damn. That's something care. Personal. Because you can't. Well, I ain't from Atlanta. I can say some shit about Atlanta. But to say you don't know 200,000 songs.
If Thug wanted to, he'd get a song with Andre. Because Andre has publicly said that Thug was different.
One of his favorites.
Yeah. And clearly, and I know it got to be something personal, because who else did you get that style from? The only difference between Andre and Thug is that they weren't calling Andre Gate, but they was calling Thug Gate.
The only thing you call Andre Gate.
But it's the same style. But they weren't calling Andre Gate.
Because they love Andre.
But Thug, I don't. Like, what's your problem?
What do you think that sound like in the song together? You think that sound good in the song together?
It depends on the vibe. Singing wise, yeah.
They probably singing wise. But Andre, he gonna kill that nigga try to rap. Andre gonna wash him.
Of course.
Can't nobody rap like Andre. I can't even rap when his verses right.
That's my top lyricist.
You know, I can barely talk right in general about
him. I believe they can make a hit together. They really try, but Andre be too hard on himself.
Yeah.
That's why he don't drop me.
Yeah, he say he be trying too hard. He think about it too much, man. That's a good thing also, because when you think about it, like everything he put out is going to be meaningful. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
But it ain't going to come out because he's thinking too hard about it.
I just wanted one album, one good album.
That's why it's not coming out, because you want it so much.
You
got to live with the love below. Gotta live with that.
And I'm on the fan like that. It was a good album, but it's just like, I prefer you rapping.
You're gonna be killed for that opinion. I ain't gonna lie to you, niggas gonna kill you for that.
I mean, it's good, but
gonna kill you for that. I'm gonna clip this part too.
I'd rather you rap.
Son in the way.
Yes. Guap home. Been on the road with the podcast, you know.
Good right, setup. We're in the cave.
People,
the Uni cave.
People been back asking to be on the show now.
Yeah.
They was asking me at the shop. It's like, oh, you got a podcast? It's like, yeah.
I'm calling Fabio.
Definitely. Dang, I need We need Link again. I ain't see
he
Fabio.
Right. Yeah, he alright.
Yeah, you right. Dang.
We got to check up on him, man.
Shout out to Fresco Studios. We'll be back very soon.
They put us on.
Yeah.
Fresco put us on. For real. Put us on. We ain't no shit about shit.
Oh, God. Yeah, let's get our own setup and everything. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Fabio.
That's a cool dude. How old are we? Like 20-something? Late 20s?
Gotta be. He gotta be either 29 or 30.
What we got? What else you got? You got stories? What you got?
Man, I don't even got no. Oh yeah, we do. Yeah, we do got a little subject. For one, I gotta address some things. So you know, it'd be people listening to the show, or whatever. First off, I'm single. Just making that clear. I don't, I don't know nothing about nothing, which y'all heard these previous episodes. I am a freak.
So now you single.
I've been single. I've been single. I don't know nothing about no relationship. I don't know nothing about nothing. It's just been me and the Alexander brand. And, you know, no more, I don't know, no female acquaintances as of the moment right now. It's been that way for a while now.
Okay, so many lives when there's Mike in front of them. When there's Mike Bill in front of you, just so fucking many lives, bro.
I'm just trying to pass school. I'm just trying to get through. But, you know, it is Christmas season. You know, if y'all trying to, you know, the family, they've been asking about me. When you gonna get a girlfriend? Probably.
Me too.
You're okay.
You'll be asking me that shit too. That's all business, man.
Man.
That's all business.
Even if I had one, like, you probably can come to the house.
That's wild. The family invited.
No. She can't come to the house.
Oh.
It's gotta be special. Wow. Matter of fact, I'll say your name right now. I had Shania come to the house.
That's the only special one?
And look where that went.
You right, but she ain't fuck with you, bro. She ain't fuck with you like that.
But it would be like, you say one thing and then it'd be up. But I know why now.
Oh, yeah. You don't go that way tomorrow?
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, you feel me? That's what you got, support you 100%. You want to do that?
I could at least told me before I put invited you over. Yeah, yeah. You should have said that. Could at least told me before
I mean, we talked about it really, but she was like, I don't know. I was like, okay.
You lost another one. To the bull daggers.
Oh, God. Carpenters. And, you know, y'all come check me out this Saturday at the Cobb Center. Probably doing a pop-up shop.
I don't think I'm off. Let me check. I'm using off on Saturdays.
If not, I'm finna just be in the trenches. It should be a good event. Going in, getting the bag.
Hell, you was not the hood, bro.
Getting out. And, make sure y'all like, subscribe, share. A lot of the newer episodes been posted on my personal channel because, the podcast channel been giving me so much just issues. So make sure y'all subscribe, share.
Give us feedback.
Yeah, please.
Let me know we're doing wrong. Let me know if you can see me or not.
I will be say the audio has been getting better. Since we've been in the this.
Oh yeah, it's like less drafty. My house is like.
Have you heard it?
Echo. I ain't heard it.
You should listen to some like the previous episode. It sounds amazing. Yeah, it sounds amazing.
Cause my house is like you hear that shit echoing everywhere. Just. All wooden walls. This like a closed space. But yeah, I work 11:30 to 8:30.
Dang.
Switch somebody. What time is it?
It's like 12 to 4.
Nah, I don't think that's been possible for me. Anybody from the switch no shifts. They don't take my shifts. My shifts be like 1 to 10, bro. I'll be closed. Nigga, gonna close me.
Point to kill.
Alright, we ain't got no more stories. None of us talk about.
Hey, whoa! Wait, did you want to address something?
Address what? No, I ain't addressing that. Hell no, I ain't addressing that. But see y'all next time, next week. I might host another time, sometime soon. The Terrell Show. We'll be out.
Are you interested in a product that relieves dry hair, skin, stretch marks, and other skin conditions such as eczema? Then you should definitely go to www.thealexanderbrand.com and go check out their handmade whipped shea butter. Now, this shea butter is not like any other shea butter. This shea butter is made with the raw shea butter from Africa, but also has natural ingredients such as olive oil, coconut oil, almond oil, jojoba oil, and castor oil, as well as vitamin E and mineral oil to make the product the best that it can be. If you're interested in other skincare products by the Alexander brand or even essential aromatherapy products, then go to www.thealexanderbrand.com now. In fact, if you go to www.thealexanderbrand.com now and type in the code just because discount, you will get 30% off. Again, that is the just because discount and you will get 30% off. So go to www.thealexanderbrand.com and go shop now.